I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, about a new statistical analysis that has just come out, specifically regarding the RIN credits and how they might affect retail gas prices. So, Bob, I'm going to let you go right into that. Tell us what this analysis tells us.
Well, it answers one of the major questions that the White House in particular has had about the Renewable Fuel Standard Program, and that is whether or not the rising price of RINs was driving gasoline prices. A year and a half ago, the White House got scared away from the RFS and bought the oil company line, their narrative that somehow if the price of a renewable energy credit goes up, it's going to drive the consumer price of gasoline, despite the fact that these are credits that are just traded amongst the stakeholders, amongst the oil companies. And if there's a winner on one side, there's a loser on the other, but the consumer is always going to be protected. So despite the structural protections against RIN prices impacting gasoline prices, the White House had bought that narrative. And so we've been working for quite a while to disavow the White House of that misinformation. And we just released a new paper from Informa Economics that takes a highly statistical evaluation using something called the Granger model that looked at gasoline prices before and after the RFS, before and after increases in RIN prices, and there were two key findings. One, that changes in the price of a renewable identification number, or a RIN, did not cause changes in retail gasoline prices over the past year or more. And two, not too surprisingly, the retail gasoline prices are driven primarily by, oh yeah, movements in crude oil prices and the secondary changes in the price spread between domestic and international crude oil levels. And then, of course, vehicle miles driven have had an impact as well. Nowhere in there is the Renewable Fuel Standard Program. Nowhere in there is the price of a RIN. And we're hoping with this analysis to put that nonsense to bed so that the White House and EPA can get back to implementing the Renewable Fuel Standard as Congress had intended.
This analysis is done by Informa Economics, which is the firm that is normally used by the ethanol industry, so it may be considered biased by some. But this analysis supports findings of another study that was done by a former White House economic advisor. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Jim Stock, who had been in the White House, was one of the OMB officials that had looked at the RFS and ultimately approved the release of a proposed rule in November of 2013, scaling the RFS back so significantly that erupted in controversy and generated 330,000 comments, many from rural America, with people saying, no, now is not the time to be rolling back the RFS. Jim Stock was with OMB at the time. He has since left and is back in his ivory tower up in Boston and is now opining on the very things that he had a regulatory responsibility for. And lo and behold, he writes in a paper last month concluding that RIN prices did not impact consumer gasoline prices. I wish he had had that revelation when he was at OMB, and perhaps we would have had the mess that we're still looking at and dealing with. Nonetheless, I believe in redemption, and I am glad that Mr. Stock has found a few facts on his road and has corrected the record.